1 Corinthians chapter 15 tonight. We do appreciate the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 49 says, "As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God be my help on this thought. I'm going to be like Him. Amen? I'm going to be like Him. As we see this, Paul's writing here to the Corinthians, and he says, "As we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly." Now, he's told us here in the text that the earthly must die and the grain must go to the ground. He tells us in verse 35, "But some man will say, how are the dead raised up and what body do they come?" I'd like to know that myself, wouldn't you? Have you ever thought about what the body would be like when we get to heaven? Everybody, there's all kind of speculation of what we'll look like in heaven. Amen? What kind of body we'll have in heaven? Now we know that after the resurrection of the dead, we're going to have a glorified body like in the Lord. That body that we plant in the cemetery, or that old body that we're living in here, it's going to be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, and we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord. And we're going to, this old clay body is going to become a glorified body like unto our Savior. Amen? Now we know that because the Bible tells us so. You say, "Well, preacher, I don't know about all that." Well, let me just show you. If you go over to 1 John chapter number 3, I looked at it a while ago, coming up the road. He said, chapter 3, verse number 2, he said, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be." Amen? And we don't even really understand it. Amen? The reason we have so much problem getting through this life and dealing with going out of this life into another is because we don't understand it. Because there's none of our descendants that's ever went through it and come back and told us what it's like. Now, as I got to think about that, I think about the folks that left out of the east, they traveled to the west, and they went across the Rockies, and they kept pushing forward, and they finally got plumb to California. And over a matter of time, sometimes it took months and even years before they got back to California, back to the east, and they told it what it was like. And other folks would gather up and say, "Well, praise God, it's sunny in California." Amen? They said, "Hey, we heard that there's gold in California." Amen? Said, "Hey, there's land in California." Praise God. So you could go out there and file your claim out there where it's warm and sunny and pan for gold, make you a living, get rich quick. And so people were excited, but praise God, hey, somebody went and they told me what it was, and I'm going to gear up and I'm going to head that way. But nobody's ever told us that about heaven. Amen? Nobody's ever went there and come back and said, "Hey, boy, you're going to like it over there. It's a wonderful place." You know why nobody's ever done that? Because when they leave here and they go there, praise God, they ain't got no reason to come back here. Amen? So I say amen right there. I said, when you leave here and you go there, there's no reason to come back here. Because, hey, but you've already come to the better part. And you get over there and you get in the presence of God. Well, what a blessing that is. They said, "Doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is." So the Bible tells us here that one day we're going to be like Jesus. Amen? Praise God. Now Jesus was He resurrected from the dead. He got up. Amen? Right? Amen? Amen. Jesus got up. He rose from the dead. Go back over to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 20 said, But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Praise the Lord. He said, and became the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Now watch this. Christ the first fruits. So the resurrection of Christ, that was the first fruit. You say, Pastor, what does that mean? That means Jesus was the first one to be risen from the dead. He's the first one that died and didn't stay dead. Amen? Praise God. You say, well, preacher, there's others in the Bible that died and didn't stay dead either. They were revived. Amen? Lazarus was revived. The young man in the briar in the coffin that Jesus touched and he rose to death, praise God, he revived. You say, well, what's the difference? Lazarus and that young man in the coffin, they would die again. Amen? But Jesus rose from the dead, the victorious over death and the grave, praise God. He's not going to die again. Amen. He got victory. He was the first fruits from the grave. He said, afterward, they that are Christ at His coming. So Jesus is the first fruits. Amen. He's the one that was resurrected first. He's the one that rose from the dead first. He said, after that, they that are Christ at His coming. Now He's talking about the second coming. Amen. When Jesus Christ comes again. With a shout and trumpet to come up hither, praise God. They're going to come out of the graves. Amen. Praise God. But those that are dying in Christ, see, that here's the difference, the differentiation. Afterward, they that are Christ and He's coming, you have to be saved. We have to be born again. We have to be ready, praise God, to go. Amen. No matter when it is, when it takes place, whether it's by death or by the rapture, praise God, we got to be ready to go when Jesus comes, when Jesus calls us. Amen. Because He's the only one that can take away death. What Jesus says, then cometh the end when He shall have delivered up the kingdom of God to God, even the Father, when He shall have put down all rule and all authority and power. For He must reign till He hath put all enemies under His feet. All enemies. In other words, what He's saying here, that when Jesus is finally finished, praise God, all the enemies of God Almighty will be under His feet. Now listen to what He says in verse 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen? The last enemy to be destroyed is death. You say, preacher, what's God going to do with death? He's going to destroy death. You say, well, I just don't understand that. He's going to be like it was in the beginning. I've told you before, praise God, Jesus, the Lord that created us, put us in the garden, and He designed us to live forever. Amen? We would get up and we'd go, we'd till the land, we'd take care of things here, and we'd go down, we'd pillow our head, take a night's sleep, wake up the next morning brand new. That was the way we were designed. Well, our body would rejuvenate itself, and the next day we were just like brand new. Amen? We didn't have no miles and no age on us. Praise God. But man messed that up, didn't we? Amen. We messed that up because we had to get our own way and do our own thing. The lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life got in the way. And then we begin to desire those things that we didn't really need because we had everything we needed in the garden. Have you ever thought about that? In the garden, God had supplied everything. All we had to do is just trust Him. Amen. But the same God is the same today. He said, all we got to do is just trust Him. He said He would supply. He said, seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. He said, if we'll put our faith and trust in God, He said, He'd take care of us. He'd give us everything that we need. He said, we won't want nothing, praise God. He said, well, I get everything I want. No, we don't. You may not get everything you want, but you'll get everything you need. God will take care of you. He said He'd not see the righteous forsaken, nor His seed of begging bread. He said, I'll take you, I'll keep you, I'll feed you, praise God. I'll deliver you from death. He said, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Have you ever read that over in Revelation chapter number 19? Or Revelation chapter number 20, I'm sorry. Revelation chapter number 20. What it says in verse number 12. He said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. Another book was open. Which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. Amen. They're not being judged according to salvation because they was never saved. Amen. They're being judged by the works that they did. Was work sufficient to get them in? No. But look at verse number 14. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. So he said that the last thing, praise God, that death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. He said the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. Amen. Praise God. God is going to destroy death. Praise God. He's going to take death and hell and cast them into that lake of fire. Praise God. They're going to be forever removed away from us. Forever removed away from the presence of God. There'll be no more death and there'll be no more dying with God Almighty. Well, what a wonderful, glorious day that'll be. But it's because of that first fruit. It's because, Lord Jesus Christ, it's through Him, praise God, that we have that blessed hope. Because He said, those that are born of the image of the earthly, they shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen? We're an image of the earthly in this side of glory. But look what He says in verse number 35. But some men will say, how are the dead raised up? We didn't ask that question. With what body do they come? Those are both question marks. He said, thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened except it die. And that which thou sowest not that body that shall be, but bare grain that it shall of change or of wheat or of some other grain. But God giveth it a body as it hath pleased Him, and to ever seed His own body. Amen? He said it just has to be that bare grain. He says all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is some kind of flesh of one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, and another of birds. He said, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. Now watch this. But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. And all of it gives God glory. Amen? He said over there when he's going into Jerusalem, praise God, he said, they said to him, hey, tell your disciples, tell these people to hush, praise and worshiping you and giving you glory. He said, hey, if these would be quiet, if they would hush, to paraphrase, he said, the rocks and trees would cry out. Amen? Praise God. They would cry out for the glory of God. He said, even the terrestrial has praise. He said, there's one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars. For one star different from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, and it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, and it's raised in power. The power of an almighty God. Amen. Praise God, this old body, praise God, this old body is terrestrial. Praise God. But God said He would make our bodies celestial. Amen. One day, praise God, He said He'd give us a glorified body like unto the Lord, a celestial body, praise God, that can transport through time like our Savior. Amen. He had a body that could walk through doors and be in one place in 1 minute and another place next. I mean, He could move in time, praise God. Time and matter didn't matter to Him. Praise the Lord. He said that He had a celestial body. The glory of God. Praise God. He said it's sown in dishonor, raised in glory, sown in weakness, raised in power. He said it's sown a natural body and is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. See, I'm longing for that spiritual body. But Jeff, this natural body lets me down. Amen. It causes me problems. Amen. It slows me down. It hinders us as we go. But praise God, I'm looking for that spiritual body that encourages us and lifts us up and gives us a direction, helps us to get there. He said, so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. And the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. He said that last Adam, which is Christ Jesus the Lord, praise God. The one He talked about over here, I read again in your hearing. He is that first fruit of the resurrection. Praise He got up victorious over death and the grave, praise God. He's passed from the terrestrial to the celestial as the good God of heaven, amen. Bless His holy name. Glad it's that way, ain't you? He said, how be it? That was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterwards, that which is spiritual. Amen? So we got that natural body first. This old body that we live in. This old body that we interact with. Amen? He said, that's the body that we got first. You know, that's the body that we were born into. Amen? Don't look down on your body, praise God. That's your body, just what it is. That's what you were born with. Amen? That's just the, hey, you are the way you are, glory be to God. Because that's the way God brought you into this world. He brought you into this world in a natural body. But that which is now, he said, and afterward, that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. Now, what does that mean? It means that the first man is the earth, earthy. It means that it does earthly things. It leans towards earthly principles. It leans towards earthly activities. It leans towards earthly references and relationships. Amen? It's earthly. It's an earthly body. And it's being an earthly body because we said in the beginning, we can't really comprehend what's in the hereafter. So we get caught up, we get bogged down in this earthly body. Praise God. He said the first man is the earth, earthly, and the second man is the Lord from heaven. So what we have to do, we have to overcome this earthly, and we have to start thinking more about the celestial, about that heavenly body. Think about what I'm going to be one of these days. Amen? I have to get up every morning and think, glory to God, one of these days I'm not going to have this old body to hinder me. I'm not going to have it to hold me back, praise God. I'm not going to have it to hold me down. Praise God, I'm going to lose gravitation, praise God, and I'm going to be like my Savior in the portals of glory forever. Because He was the first fruit from the dead. Amen? He said, as the earthly, such are they also that are earthy. And as the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. Amen? He said, hey, look, praise God, hey, listen, we were earthly, we're earthly vessels in an earthly world, praise God, doing earthly things. Praise God, we'll do that, but we need to get our mind focused, not on us and that, but get our mind focused on the heavenly things and on the heavenly, that heavenly Savior, praise God, who's went to prepare a place for us. And He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I'm looking for an also awesome place. Amen. Praise glory. Praise be to God. See, we're caught up in an earthly body, earthly circumstance. But one day in a little while, praise God, we're going to be set free. Amen. We're going to go heavenward, praise God, in heavenly bodies. He says we're going to be bearing the image. So now we're born the image of the earthly. But we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. One of these days, we're going to be like Jesus. Amen. One of these days, we're going to be with Him where He is. You say, when is that? That day is right now. Now is the time, praise God, that we just need to proclaim it and claim it. That we are a child of God, praise God. Our name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Our citizenship, the Bible tells us through Paul, our citizenship is already in heaven. Amen. We've got an address on Hallelujah Boulevard. Amen, glory, hallelujah. Hey, when the devil gets to riding you sore in this old earthly body that we ride around in, this old earthly mind that we have, this earthly things that we do, and the old devil jumps on you and wants to go for a ride, we are just looking between beak and bill and say, hey, listen, devil, I don't know what you're trying to prove, but I'm just wanting to tell you, you can't go home with me, because my address is Hallelujah Boulevard in the portals of glory. Amen. Praise God. You're about getting the devil off of you in a hurry. Amen. Praise the Lord. Said, my Lord and Savior made me a place, praise God, in the presence of angels. Presence of around the throne of grace, praise God, with the good God of heaven and His lovely Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His holy name. He said, we're going to bear image of the heavenly. Amen. He says, verse 50, listen to what He says. He says, now this I say, brethren, talking to born-again believers, you listen to Him, that's what He says. He said, this that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, For a trump shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal must put on immortality. Now watch this. Now pay attention to this verse right here. I didn't really catch something in here till yesterday when I was reading through this. He said, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption. Did you catch that? This isn't something that's going to happen. This is something that's already occurred. Amen? So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption. How do you do that? Through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. When the blood of Christ is applied to our soul, praise God, we put on incorruption because we become part of the incorruptible seed. Praise God. That's why when we mess up, when we do things that we oughtn't to, that's when we got to plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me, a sinner. Because he said, we shall have put on incorruption. And this mortal, now watch this. Now this mortal, that's who we are, right? We're mortal beings. Is there any supermen or superwomen in here? Amen. Somebody from another planet that's bulletproof, deathproof. Amen. Somebody could drink poison and not die. Amen. So we're mortal. But he said, and this mortal shall have put on immortality. Amen. Shall have put on, that's the same thing. He said, we've put on immortality, praise God. And you say, well, preacher, one of these days we're going to all die. Praise God. Listen, if you're a child of God, this old body goes back to the dust, but the soul of man never dies. Amen. Our soul, praise God, lives forever. It'll either live in heaven or live in hell, but the soul of man never dies. You believe that today? Amen. The soul of man never dies. He's a part of us. I told him the other day his mother was going out of this world, fixing to leave. And I told my sister, I said, I wish I had her laying on a digital scale, a scientific scale. Because they say at the time of death that your body automatically just a certain amount of a fraction of an ounce leaves their body at the life's bread. You say, well, preacher, that's that breath. Breath don't weigh nothing. Amen. But they say that a human being at the life's bread when the body gives up the ghost that soul leaves their body. Scientists have proved that there's something that leaves that body, amen, at death. That's the soul of man. That was in there, praise God. It doesn't die. And it can't stay in a dead vessel. Amen. It has to be transported out, praise God. So when the corruptible shall put on incorruption and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. The question, O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? Amen. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. That's where the strength is. Amen. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But listen to this. He said, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So the answer to the question, praise God, says, as we were born, as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. The answer is, one of these days we're going to be like Jesus. Amen. One of these days we're going to be with Him where He's at, and we're going to be like Him. We're going to see Him, and we're going to see Him as He is. And we're going to be like Him. Amen. The more I see Him, now listen to me, church. The more I see Him, the more I want to be like Him. Amen. I want to be like Jesus. I want to love people. Amen. I want to love people. I want to encourage people. I want to help people. I want to, praise God, I want to lift up the name of my Savior because He's the most marvelous thing there ever was. And when people see Jesus, praise God, they get help. They see where they get that help. We get it through that blessed Savior. Praise God. We see where that body that we have, be quickened together with Him. Praise God. It dies out in this world. The flesh is put aside. Praise God. And that mortal takes on immortality. That terrestrial, praise God, becomes a celestial being. Amen. One of these days, this old terrestrial person that we are is going to become a celestial being. Praise God for the glory of God. We're going to leave out of here. Amen. Praise God. You know, the people all the time thinking about this Darwin theory, evolution, how we evolved, you know, out of the, you know, some little old amoeba some kind fell down and went in the ocean and began to grow parts and come out, crawled out, lost his tail, grew legs, and stood up and began to walk around. They got a whole lot more faith than I do. I believe God created man in the likeness of His own image. Amen. Breathed into His breath, the breath of life, and He became a living soul. God, He planted a garden, Brother Charles, east of Eden. And He took man, praise God, and put him in that garden to groom it and take care of it. Praise God. And that's where we come from. That's who we are. We're creation of God for His glory. And because of the first Adam, we failed in sin. But because of the second Adam, praise God, we have hope of the resurrection. That Jesus Christ, the first fruit, He got up victorious over death and the grave. And because He did, we can too. When we put our faith and trust in Him, what He has done, what He's accomplished, and what He doesn't accomplish for you and I. Because He is that, praise God, that He has become the first fruits of them that slept. Now that's past tense. He's talking about those Old Testament saints that died. Remember when Jesus came up out of the graves, they said there was a whole lot of them Old Testament saints, praise God, that was dead and buried, and they seen them walking around Jerusalem. Now they wasn't zombies. Amen. I said they wasn't zombies. They was resurrected brothers and sisters, praise God, got up from the dead when Jesus did. The Bible said he set captivity free. Praise God. Took captivity captive, brought them out of there, praise God, even for His glory. Amen? And praise God, He's still doing that today. He's still delivering old sinners, praise God, from even a fate of death. Because one day He's going to destroy death. One of these days He's going to take death and hell and He's going to cast them into that lake of fire. And there'll be no more of that. There'll be no more death and there'll be no more dying. Praise God. All that there'll be is people praising and glorifying God. Thanking Him for His goodness and His mercy and His love. But we need to be telling that everywhere that we go. Amen. Praise God. One day, in a little while, praise God, everybody's going to be praising God and giving Him glory. Everyone's going to be in one mind and one accord. And it's not that little old Honda car either. Praise God. It's in a glorious place with the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Boy, what a day that's going to be. Amen? And it's all because of that resurrection, because of that first resurrection. We get to be partakers in the first resurrection. I don't want to be a partaker in that second resurrection, that resurrection of the dead. That's going to be an awful resurrection because they're going to be cast, they're going to be judged out of things that they said that they did. And they'll be cast in the lake fire. It's not about what we did. It's about who we know. Amen? And we ought to know the Lord Jesus Christ in that free pardon of sin. That because He died for us, we can live in Him. Praise God. We can become incorruptible. We can become immortal through Jesus Christ our Lord. Just think about it. Amen? Just think about it. But we worry ourselves to death worrying about death. Amen? Hey, just think about when we become incorruptible and we become immortal. What's going to take place? How are you going to rejoice when you realize, Brother Jeff, that you don't have to worry about dying? You don't worry about getting sick. You don't have to worry about, praise God, the things like we have to worry about in this world. I'm telling you what, if the folks that don't like to shout over here, they're going to be out of place in heaven. Because when we finally realize, praise God, that we've reached incorruptible, immortal status in Jesus Christ our Savior, with Him in glory, ain't going to be some shouting going on. Amen. Praise God. And about time you get you're not beside yourself, praise God, you'll think about it again and take off again. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thought about my little mother over there. She pulled up over in glory. And she realized where she was. And then she really, really realized how she got there. Amen. So when they realize where we are when we get to heaven, and we really realize how we got there through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. There's going to be some shouting going on. There's going to be some praise and worship at the feet of that Savior. Amen. When we realize in our incorruptible, immortal body, praise God, in soul, where we're at and how we got there. Amen. It's through Jesus Christ our Savior. I'm glad it's that way. Praise the Lord. Amen.